Hi, this is Brian Concannon. I'm the director of the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti. We go by the acronym IJDH, and I'm here for the first of what we hope will be a series of podcasts about the work of IJDH and our collaborator in Haiti, the Bureau des Avocats Internationaux, also known as the BAI. And we hope to have a series of podcasts by my colleague Mario Joseph and some of his Haitian colleagues at the BAI in Haiti, as well as some of the foreign lawyers working in Haiti and some of our work on the ground in the United States as well. This first one is going to be a dispatch from the World Justice Forum in Barcelona, Spain, where Mario and I are right now. And the World Justice Forum is the third annual forum, and it's run by the World Justice Project, which is an attempt to bring people from a variety of disciplines, lawyers from business, from NGO practice, human rights lawyers, journalists, there's engineers, some health people, and to all talk about how the rule of law is important to creating communities of equity and opportunity throughout the world. And it's pretty exciting to be here. We're happy for two reasons. One is that there's a lot to learn from experiences of other people doing rule of law work in other countries. And second, it's important that countries like Haiti be engaged in these kinds of processes so that people understand what's going on in Haiti and also some of the roots of the problems in Haiti that extend beyond Haiti's borders, especially to the wealthy countries in like the United States and Europe. And so Mario and I are happy to be here. We hope to get convince Mario to do a podcast made perhaps tomorrow to give another update, and that will be in French. And one thing with these podcasts, we see this as the first of the series, if people are interested. So please let us know if you think this is something that is useful, and if there's other materials that you'd like to hear, other things about our work you'd like to hear about, let us know about that, and we'll do our best to oblige. And if this is something that people like, we'll keep doing it. One of the things that I felt, one of the highlights of the conference for me so far was one statement that the opposite of poverty isn't wealth, it is justice. And that's something that we really see every day in our work on the ground in Haiti, that people aren't poor just because they don't have enough money, and they're certainly in Haiti not poor because they don't work hard enough. And we see across the board that it is injustice that keeps people poor, whether it's the injustice of workers not able to enforce the labor standards, whether it's poor people not able to enforce contracts against wealthy people, prisoners not able to enforce their rights to a speedy trial, which keeps them in prison and their families poor, women not able to enforce their right not to be to be the victims of sexual violence, which prevents women from fulfilling their full obligations or activities in society, whether it's as a mother, as a spouse, as a caregiver, as an employer, as a business owner. All of those things are affected by women's vulnerability to sexual violence. And so we really think that's a great way of looking at poverty, is through the lens of injustice. One critique that we've had is that the forum is has too many people that look like me. I'm a white male of European descent, and we think that there's opportunities to add more people of color. There certainly are people from Africa, from Asia, from South America, but I think that there should be a lot more of them. And there's actually women. I tried to count, and I think it's probably about 35 to 40% women, and obviously that it would enrich the discourse to move that up closer to 50%. And I think we need people of color, not just from countries of the global south. Those experiences, as Mario has been a very valuable contributor so far, I think those kinds of perspectives are important. I think it's also important and to get perspectives of people of color from the wealthy countries, because there's a tendency for people to think that rule of law is a problem of places like Haiti or Nigeria, when in fact the wealthy countries struggle to extend the rights of the guaranteed rights to all members of the population, and certainly the U.S.'s struggle with civil rights is a great example of that. But also I think that we need to look at the extent to which wealthy countries' policies lead to a violation of the rule of law in poor countries. And there was a great example of that in one of the forums this morning. There was a discussion about corruption, and everybody agreed that corruption is something that promotes inequality, that prevents good buildings from being built. There was an engineer talking about that. It prevents just societies from being built. But the engineer made a really important point. His name is Kamel Ayadi, and he's the president of the World Federation of Engineering Organizations, and he's from Tunisia. And he talked about his federation convoking a Pan-African summit to talk about corruption in Africa. And the engineers who showed up, they were happy to talk about corruption because it was something that they felt made their buildings less good and their societies less strong. But they said that, yes, we need to attack it at the level of our officials who are exacting bribes, but you also need to attack it at the level of the multinational companies, which are creating the corruption by offering that. And that brings me back to something that my colleague Mario Joseph says all the time about corruption in the justice system in Haiti, and that is there would be no corruption if there weren't corruptors, and so that we obviously need to look at the local officials, in Haiti's case, the judges and prosecutors who are taking bribes, but we also need to look at the lawyers and participants in litigation that are offering the bribes, because they're a huge part of the problem as well. I'll just close with a poetry recommendation. Mary Robinson, the former president of Ireland and former UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, suggested that we all take a look at Seamus Heaney's poem. And Seamus Heaney is one of my favorite poets, so I'm going to pass this recommendation along without having read the whole thing. But her recommendation is from The Republic of Conscience, which I will download and I will look at on the plane back from Barcelona to Boston. I hope you've enjoyed this, and please let us know if you do, and let us know if there's anything else we can give you in terms of news from IJDH and BAI. Thank you.